some reason, non-techies always used to confuse RAM and hard drive space. They'll say things like, I have too many videos on my computer, I have to add more RAM, or the system is too slow, I need a bigger hard drive. Well, that actually could be true if they're slowing things down because they're out of space, but that's not what they mean. I must have corrected hundreds of people on this, including a newspaper columnist and uncountable people in checkout lines at computer stores. Of course, you know that RAM is like the temporary workspace for your computing processes, while the hard drive stores the OS, programs, data, and other files. Lately, I've been hearing people butcher the term the cloud and related phrases like private and public cloud. The cloud will mean different things to different people. It might be off-site storage to some. It might be a way to access files from any internet connection. It might be a way to expand and contract resources as your application requires. Think of online stores at Christmas time. They probably require more storage and processing power in November and December than, say, February. Some components of the cloud, like the Microsoft Windows Azure platform, will allow for on-demand resource allocation for applications like that. But here's one way of describing the public and private cloud to non-techies. It's purposely broad in definition, but they seem to get it. Have them think of the public cloud as the entire internet, including everything outside the company firewall, everything on the internet. Then the private cloud would be like an intranet inside your company firewall. They seem to grasp this simple analogy. I just hope I never hear someone talking about adding more RAM to their private cloud because they are running out of space. See you next week.